Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Salmon, and joining me today, not Stephen Julian, he's out, but taking his place today is Brandon Kiever. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning, Mike. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you as well. Are you ready to go today?
I'm ready to rock and roll.
We've got some great guests in the studio, don't we?
We do. I'm excited.
Absolutely. Joining us on the show today from Courtyard by Marriott Mala, Georgia, it's Sal Capriola. And joining us from Exceptional Kids Athletics, we're joined by John Ward and Lisa Brown. Let's start with Sal, though, with Courtyard by Marriott Mall of Georgia. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning, Mike.
Well, Courtyard by Marriott, obviously we're all familiar with the brand. Tell us about your location and tell us about the Courtyard.
Okay, thanks, Mike. We're located just off of Mall of Georgia Boulevard near the Mall of Georgia. The brand itself is over 900 hotels strong, and our hotel is one of the top-performing hotels within the brand from both a market share standpoint and a guest satisfaction standpoint.
What has made you so successful?
You know, it really starts, Mike, with hiring the right team members, putting them in the right position, and providing them the training and the tools to be successful. That's really the keys to our success at that hotel. And then just having like-minded individuals that understand the direction of our hotel and where we want, you know, where we want to go and how to get there. So, you know, finding people primarily that aren't in it just for just a job, but it's a passion to them.
Talk about what folks will see, Sal, when they walk in the Courtyard by Marriott. Because I got to tell you, I was there a couple weeks ago to meet with your marketing director, Melinda. And I walked in and I'm like, oh my goodness, this is a Courtyard by Marriott? Because I had not been in one in several years. Talk about what folks will see when they walk in a lobby.
Well, Mike, that's a good point. The brand in the last couple of years underwent a significant change from the way the hotels are laid out. So you come in, you'll find a larger lobby. You'll have a restaurant in the lobby space. We have a bistro, which provides both breakfast and dinner fare. You then have a large seating area. You have your media pods as well, where people can connect with each other and get a little privacy while they're in the lobby. You have our home theater area, where people can get away and watch the game and unwind in the evening. You have our business library, where people can connect and stay abreast of business activities, as well as a communal table where people want to connect when they're out of town traveling on their own and meet other people and just not feel so isolated.
Sal, is the bistro and the restaurant open to people who are not staying at the hotel?
It definitely is. People that aren't staying with us are more than welcome to join us in our bistro.
See, right there, that's a change. You never thought you'd go into a Courtyard by Marriott before and there'd be a bistro. Now there is.
I'm thinking lunch, Mike. That's what I'm thinking.
Sounds good.
Brandon, you can be my guest. Anytime you want to come over, it's on me.
Absolutely.
I didn't hear Mike in there. I just
Mike,
heard Brandon.
Mike, you as
okay,
well. I'm sorry.
Just wanted to make sure. You've been very successful there. How long has the Mall of Georgia location been in operation?
Just a little under 5 years. June will be our five-year anniversary. So we have been very successful.
Talk about your background, Sal. You're the general manager. You're running this hotel. How did you get into the business, and what do you enjoy most about it?
Well, I've been in the business a little under 19 years. I got into the business while I was in college. I was actually in the Army Reserves. I was going to go to North Georgia and go into their ROTC program. I started working on the front desk between semesters and ran into the CEO of the franchise company that owns and operates this hotel, and he made an impact on my life, and I changed directions and decided to stay in the business, and the rest is kind of history. Some of the successes the hotel has had is, you know, last year we were a Diamond Award-winning hotel, which is in the top 5% of all the Courtyards in the country, which, again, there are 900 of them, so...
That's great. We're talking with Sal Capriola. He is the general manager of Courtyard by Marriott Mall of Georgia. You're in a very competitive field, Sal. How do you get guests to come to the Courtyard by Marriott? What are some of the things that you can say, hey, we do this, we have this. Obviously, you have the award, so you've been very successful. But what makes you stand out maybe from your competition?
Well, Mike, it's all about an experience. I mean, everybody in our market has a room. The rooms pretty much have all the same amenities. It's about the people, like I said earlier, from a housekeeping standpoint, front desk standpoint, maintenance standpoint. We have some of the best we have the best team in the business, in my opinion. Rooms are exceptionally clean, so that gets guests to become our salespeople. When they come in, they're greeted by a friendly person. Rooms are well-maintained, and they have a clean room. They go out and they tell other people about us. And we also have, as you've met Melinda in the past, a phenomenal director of sales that's out in the market getting the name out regarding our hotel and making sure people know about us and where we're at.
You have to enjoy people and love people. I'm thinking that's a big part of why you enjoy what you do.
Definitely. It's all about being able to make an impact in people's lives. It's we believe in a three-legged stool approach. We have three key stakeholders. Those are our guests, our associates, and our investors. It starts with taking care of our associates, who in turn take care of our guests, and then that takes care of our investors or our owners.
We've both mentioned Melinda, in charge of sales, marketing, things like that. Because of all the competition, you have to get your name out there. Other than coming on Business Radio X right now, what are some ways that you found that have been effective in getting the Courtyard name out there and the brand out there?
Well, staying involved in Explore Gwinnett, which is the Convention and Visitors Bureau, the chamber activities, getting involved in our market from a both a socially responsible aspect is a big deal, making sure you stay involved with helping people in your community and giving back to your community. We've done numerous events, everything from assisting the Boys and Girls Club of Lawrenceville just recently, painting some of their facilities, to Toys for Tots, things of that nature, to make sure we're giving back and being socially responsible and making sure the business community understands that we're there to give back to the community.
Company you work for is also Hotel Equities, so it's not like it's just Courtyard and they're just trying to run one hotel. They actually have a lot of experience. Talk a little bit about Hotel Equities and what that company's all about.
Hotel Equities is a unique company. Like I said, I've been with them a little under 19 years. It starts with our culture. We have a unique culture. It's a very friendly culture, welcoming culture, and we are a faith-friendly company. Our president and CEO does a culture class or a foundations class to let every new associate know about what his belief system and his values are. So that in turn translates into individuals that can really connect with it and help us grow our company.
Let's really talk about your location now. You're by the Mall of Georgia. A lot of stuff around that area. So for any business leaders that are listening that maybe are coming to the Atlanta area looking for a place to stay, I'll give you a chance here to kind of tout your location.
Gotcha. Again, conveniently located within the various the market of the Mall of Georgia, with numerous restaurants, numerous activities. Obviously, we have our own in-house restaurant. You come to our area, you will get a step away from the hustle and bustle of the downtown area to a nice suburban area where you'll get business done and be able to unwind and do some interesting things in the evening. Everything from the Gwinnett Braves, which we partner with to go see Braves games during the summer months, to Lake Lanier if you wanted to step away and have an off-site retreat, to the Buford Community Center where you have some meeting space if you wanted to have a little bit more in the way of space than what we offer. Those are all sorts of options those business leaders bringing people in. And not only that, they'll get a clean, comfortable, well-maintained room and be served by a staff that is definitely happy that they're there.
And Sal, you mentioned the bistro, you mentioned the area for the pods or whatever for the wireless and things like that. What would you like to see in the future? I mean, what are some of your grand plans for the hotel?
Well, obviously the brand is the Courtyard brand is always developing. The next generation, I think, will incorporate a little bit more in the way of technology features in the room. Everything from tech drops to wall-mounted flat panel TVs rather than the desk mount, a little bit more ergonomic workspace in the room to provide even more comfort when you're away from home.
And not only, of course, families and individuals, but for large groups. Talk about, what you can do for groups that are looking to book a lot of rooms.
Okay. We host a lot of wedding groups during the summer months and, really putting their faith in us to execute and take care of their guests. That's the biggest thing we can do, because whenever you're booking a group, it's obviously a pretty stressful experience. You have to get people in from out of town. You have to plan all the logistics for their meetings. When they come and stay with us and people book with us, we can make that a lot easier on them. That's really the biggest thing, is to strike up that partnership and make it a lot easier on these guests that are booking with us.
Sal, it sounds like you really enjoy what you do. You're passionate about you. It's good that we can finally find people that are passionate about their jobs here.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate that.
So Sal Capriola with the Courtyard by Marriott Mall of Georgia. For folks that are listening that want to find out more information, maybe want to reserve a room, give us all the contact information where they can go for more information.
Okay, they can go to Marriott.com and look us up there. It's www.marriott.com/ATLBM. That's our web address specifically. They can contact the hotel at 678-745-3380. We're at 1405 Mall of Georgia Boulevard in Buford.
And for those of that are spelling challenged like myself, Marriott's with two R's and two T's.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sal, great to see you. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Sal Capriola with the Courtyard by Marriott Mall of Georgia here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Joining us now on the program from Exceptional Kids Athletics, it's John Ward and Lisa Brown. John is the founder and president. Lisa is in charge of marketing, but also is a mom who has a son that's involved in the program. Welcome to both of you, John and Lisa.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Pleasure
to be here.
Well, John, I'll address you since you're the founder first. Tell us about Exceptional Kids Athletics. How did it start? What's the program all about?
Okay, Exceptional Kids Athletics is a nonprofit organization that provides athletics for the special needs community here in Georgia. What we do is how we got started. The way we started was our founder, Amy Pernito. Amy Pernito, our founder, and her husband, Scott Pernito. She's a therapist of over 24 years. She was having a conversation with one of her patients. She was complaining there was nothing within the community for her son to participate in. So as a therapist, her husband suggested to her, why not? Let's start a program. Let's start our own program. Now, Amy, she also has a son that plays regular soccer. I'm a soccer coach. We were having a conversation. She ran it by me, said it sounds like a fantastic idea. So, we began recruiting, along with the athletes. My son also is a special needs son. He's 7. He's diagnosed with autism. And so we came together. We put together a plan and we brainstormed, and here we are now. We started in June of 2012.
Are there other programs out there like this, or is this very unique? I know we're familiar with the Special Olympics and things like that, and we've heard of other, the Challenger program. But what makes this maybe a little unique?
There are other programs out there, but what separates us from a lot of programs out there is that we try to surround all of our athletes with special needs professionals. So when for soccer, for example, we're currently in our soccer season, we do have several coaches, and they all have backgrounds in soccer, whether it be through college, rec, or even playing international soccer. Myself, I used to play for Barbados, so we try to surround the athletes with all the, coaches with all the experience. But what separates us from a lot of programs is that we do have the special needs therapists on the field. We do have our coaching coordinator who has a PT, Amy Pernita, occupational therapist, Mike Levy. He's also an occupational therapist and a special needs professional. So we try to have them on the field at all times, because it's a very, we have to be very cautious with our athletes.
Of course. Lisa, how did you get involved? How did you find out about this organization?
I actually found out about it from my mother-in-law, because she actually works with Amy in the school system. And I have a son who's 5. His name is Brody with Down syndrome. And we were actually kind of stumped as well, trying to find a program to put Brody in to get exercise, physical activity, and in a very safe and controlled environment, which Exceptional Kids Athletics does. I think that is the biggest value that I've found through it, and why I'm a part of the board, why I'm a part of being with the program, is because they are professionals that develop the program, occupational therapists, education professionals in the special needs programs. Being a special needs mom, that is a huge deal. You can send them to any program, any typical program, but they can't really cater and adapt to your kids' challenges. They try, but, Exceptional Kids does. And that's what, and my son loves it. Soccer is an awesome program for him at this point, because he's from 0 to 100 in 5 seconds. So, and it's constant go, go, go. And they have the other aspect of it too, that I find very well, brought together, is that they have buddies on the field. And typically that is, an individual boy or girl, a typical child, between the ages of 9 and 18. And, aside from having a buddy with with the child, it also, I think, brings an element of just gives the buddies themselves a well-rounded piece of character to having to play with these kids and to see, hey, these children and these individuals can do this, and I'm a part of it. So, I think as far as the athletes, it's great that they get to bond with these buddies, as well as the coaches and the therapists and the educational individuals on the field. But it also, gives back to, I think, the typical kids involved as well. So
how do you all recruit buddies for your program?
We just try to put as much information out there as possible. A lot of word to mouth. We find that a lot of our buddies that they come from the school system, they spread the message. But again, we try to use the different networks that they have online, volunteer websites, and we're just always putting the information out there.
Talk about the number of kids that have come through the program, and you mentioned Down syndrome with your son, but some of the other disabilities. So if someone's listening right now and they are a special needs mom or special needs dad, you're talking to them. What are some of the other disabilities and challenges that kids could have that could still participate?
That's the interesting thing about us. Any disability at all.
So you try not to turn anybody away.
Yeah, as long as you're between the age groups from 4 to 18, you can come next session of kids athletics. And what we do is we tailor-made the program for every individual kid, So the thought of soccer could be very intimidating for, special needs athlete. But that's not a problem for us. We have the professionals and the capabilities to make sure that every kid is, have a wonderful time when they sign up for the program.
How many kids have gone through the program or are involved right now? And obviously, let's talk about your goals. Where would you like to be?
Yeah, actually, we've doubled in numbers. We up to over 38 athletes we currently have. And we want to continue to spread out throughout the state and probably neighboring states as well. We know that the need is there, to just have something for everybody to participate in. And we want to spread throughout the state, and we're looking to do that as much as possible.
So you have a long-term vision.
Yes, we do. I say currently, as far as Georgia goes, we're working to spread it out in Augusta. We're hoping to get that done this year and hopefully in Rockdale County as well. There's definitely a need out there for the special needs program as well.
That's great to have goals and to want to spread like that. But, of course, it takes money.
Yes,
you've got it. So how are you funded? Where do you find the funding to expand and to provide these great programs for the kids?
We ask big corporations. that's basically kind of the crux of how we can be a successful program is that we try to hit on large corporate sponsors, which we have had several in the past. And, we kind of try to market during our off-season times to local companies within Gwinnett, larger corporations that kind of, their hearts are in with what our program is about with special needs kids. So, but that without, as I was talking to John on our way here, it's almost like all of the elements of our program between getting volunteers, getting athletes, and getting, large sponsorships. Without any of those, our program's not going to meet the goals that we would like to see. And so we're working on and we're continually developing marketing ways to get out there and reach these larger companies and to reach just anybody who'd be willing to donate.
So for those business leaders, business owners that are listening right now on Business Radio X, if you want to get involved with a wonderful program to help these special kids, that would be wonderful. Talking about, something like this, obviously you do it because, in your case, Lisa, you have a son. In your case, John, because you want to help out as well. It's something that comes from the heart. Talk about what it means to you to be a part of this. What goes through your mind and your thoughts as you're working with these children? It's got to be very fulfilling.
Yeah, especially when the season starts, like we recently started this Sunday, and our season will go on for the next 5 weeks. There's such a feeling of fulfillment, just seeing these athletes out there, celebrating, having a blast, and getting to see the looks on the parents' faces, just to see their son or their daughter participate in the sport. It's just a wonderful experience. It's priceless, could never, put it into words, the feelings you get, with helping out in this community.
And Lisa, I know you kind of talked about it earlier about how much it means to you, but your thoughts when you see not just your son, but the other children that are participating.
It's absolutely fabulous. The biggest thing, I think, for me as a special needs parent is you're able to see your children be a part of something that what I guess society would deem as, normal. And, and they have such a fun time doing it. And as a parent, to see your son being involved into something that maybe a doctor said that he wouldn't be able to do, it just brings all that more meaning for the individuals like John and Amy and Scott that develop these programs to give our kids an edge up, as well as, get involved, the volunteers that get involved, that they can see that these individuals can bring so much and do so much with just the right guidance. So it definitely is heartwarming and exciting. And, just as a parent, you don't typically kind of can feel, I guess you can't see a lot of times where your kids can be. And with them being successful in this program, it kind of gives you a good idea of where we can go.
And you're a 501c3, so any company out there that wants to support this, they can write this off as well. So obviously, programs like this, you need the funding. We've talked about that. But what are some of your other needs to grow this program? What else are you looking for out there?
Again, we're always looking for volunteers. Volunteers are the heart of our program, and without them, you know, we wouldn't be able to do it. Again, to mention, we like to provide every athlete with two buddy volunteers, you know, again, and because it is a lot of work. And even on the other side of it, in terms of, you know, we have Lisa coming on board to help us with marketing. We're always looking for, you know, adults that are looking to bring their business experience, you know, to help us, you know, expand our model. You know, always we try to continue to maintain the standard that we're providing. So we volunteers in any capacity.
Volunteers, expertise.
Yeah.
Somebody out there owns an athletic store and they've got soccer balls, you know, things like that would save you money, obviously. Yeah. Things like that. Uniforms.
Yeah.
I mean, when a child comes out, you obviously have the experience of playing. Do you do the awards? Do they do shirts? When I sign my kid up or my child or somebody that I know, what can they expect?
We provide every athlete with the jersey, shirt, shorts, socks, and a soccer ball, and we do give them the names at the back of the jersey to give them that real professional feel, to feel like a real athlete. So they do get that as well.
And as far as athletic ability, does the level of athletic ability matter?
No, not at all. We have different, you know, we separate it into different groups. Again, we try to tailor-made the program for different kids. We have some that are on the lower functioning end, and we have some that are on the higher functioning end. And actually, we had two athletes in the past come to our program that are transitioning into regular soccer. So, you know, with the special needs, again, there are different ranges. You know, you may have a kid that may be a little intimidated at first, but, you know, we bring them in, and we get them ready for regular soccer. And we've had some graduate through the program.
And the kids right now, ages 4 to 18. And once again, the area that you're serving currently.
Currently, we operate out of Rose Jordan Park, but we try to cover the Snellville community, you know, the Gwinnett County community.
Okay. And for those that want to find out information, they want to either hopefully write a big check, hint, hint to our business leaders out there that are listening, or volunteer or donate or just be involved in some form or fashion, where can they find more information?
They can look at our website. It's kind of long. It's exceptionalkidsathletics.org. Or you could always probably just pull up Exceptional Kids, and it'll pull up on Google most of the time. And then our phone number is 678-664-4249.
I already explained that I'm spelling challenged, and now I couldn't do Marriott. Now I've got to do no.
That one's tough.
No, it's not that bad, really. Exceptionalkidsathletics.org. All right. John Ward, the founder and president, Lisa Brown, does the marketing, also a parent. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having us.
So a big thank you to John and Lisa with Exceptional Kids Athletics. Also, another thank you to Sal Capriola with the Courtyard by Marriott Mall of Georgia. And, of course, a big thank you to Brandon Kiever, filling in for Steve and Julian today. And it was painless, Brandon, correct?
It was painless. I think we can tell Steven, the new and approved co-host, was on the air today.
Oh, Stephen, if you're listening, your job may be in jeopardy. We'll have to have that conversation. Thank you so much, Brandon.
Yes, sir.
For Brandon and for our guest, I'm Mike Salmon. Again, a reminder, if you want to listen to the show again, you can listen to it anytime, 24/7, or any of our shows on Gwinnett Business Radio by going to gwinnettbusinessradio.businessradiox.com. For the whole gang here in the room, I'm Mike Salmon. Once again, we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.